Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, cause you came to my house with no panties on. I set the clock and it's 4 in the night. Ain't no reason I ask, turn it over, girl, show me that ass. And let's boom, boom, boom. Ain't no way we gon' make it to the room. Let me consume your body, baby. Consume you, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Backdrops, videos on a laptop, sex week could be the best thing you ever had. If your ex nigga's so mad, my goodness, look at the goodness. We doing everything on the wish I could list. I'm gonna make this endless. I'm gonna max out, then I'm gonna pass out in it.
Hello, welcome to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Culture Shock and the Terror Report. Long time no hear, no see. I missed you. I've still been experiencing tech difficulties. I really wanted to broadcast on Sunday regarding the Oscars, but with that said, congratulations to all of the participants, all the Oscar nominees, and especially the winners. But we all were winners because, in my opinion, it was an awesome show. I've seen mixed reviews, but it was an awesome, awesome show. And just congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to the host also for his amazing presentation. But my thing is, you know, I've heard the, you know, critiques and so on. So, you know, like my mother's critique was that it's too dark in there and the host could have been funnier. And it was kind of dark. So that was my mom's. And then looking and hearing reviews from Hollywood insiders, some liked it and some didn't. A lot of people wanted to hear the various voices that Seth, of course, that he's the master of. And people only talked about hearing his voice. But I was ecstatic and excited seeing Adele perform, just seeing my faves, seeing Michael Douglas and Jane Fonda co-present. Oh my God. I was like, oh my God. And then Barbara Streisand, I'm 44, who's a childhood babe of mine. I loved her. I love her as a singer, as an actress, everything. So I was just in awe of watching her performance. And that was amazing and a great thing. But again, thank you for your support and your love. Celebrating 2 years live on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you on March the 21st. So I'm hoping that a lot of you will call in and chat in the chat room and many past guests and past guest co-hosts will call in. My friend in Dallas, Big Mike, hopefully I should be there on March 21st. Big Mike and Reg Roughneck, both of them are based in Dallas. And, of course, Dean, who's been just showing out. He and I were up late last night, up until the morning. He's in L.A. I'm, of course, in the Deep South in Jackson, Mississippi, talking about the various projects and work that we're working on and also the topic of today's show. Well, the multiple topics, but the main topic is moving on successfully after a breakup, separation, divorce. You know, so many of you all know I'm a long time estranged from my second husband, so I'm just, you know, I live a life, even though I'm legally married, I'm like a single person, but I'm just praying and looking forward to finally being legally single. But many of you go through just, you know, breakups, separations, divorces. Some divorces are nice, some aren't nice, you know, and so, but bottom line, life goes on. So how do we successfully move on from breakups, any kind of break, you know, breakup? It could be like, hey, maybe you were dating, going on a few dates, but, you know, you really dug that person and you broke up, you know. But like, how do you move on, you know, and keep on? Even some people, yeah, sometimes you do get back together. But bottom line, your life goes on if you get back together or you don't get back together. Your life goes on. So how do we successfully do that? And another thing Dean and I have been talking about, and I thought about a couple of weeks ago would be a good subject matter, and that is exclusive relationships versus open relationship. Dean is just amazing to talk with because he is the perfect American bachelor. He's 48. He says nothing, and he's a single father of 28-year-old daughter, and he says nothing monogamous about him. He lives his, you know, open life as, you know, open relationship. You know, and I asked him, I said, do you believe in monogamy? And he said he does. But, you know, if you're single and you're out there, you can out there and have fun, single, safe life. Nothing wrong with that, right? And it's good to hear honesty from people, because some people are in, you know, don't talk about, oh, well, some people live the opposite of what they're portraying. So it's good to be very open regarding how one chooses to live their lives. But it's, you know, your business, but also it's good to have a line of communication open also in regards to your life. And I had my switchboard up, and it just vanished on me, so I am working on getting it up. So while I'm working on getting my switchboard back up, because I'm still operating from my Android, not my laptop, best wishes. What I have, if you're a Facebook friend of mine, you see my status. Best wishes to the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and her entourage, and also celebrity chef Rachel Ray, because they will be visiting the capital city of Jackson, really the outskirts of Jackson, Clinton, Mississippi, visiting two public schools in Clinton, Mississippi, because they're doing really well with fighting obesity. And the obesity rate, you know, Mississippi is usually like on the top of the list when it comes to being one of the fattest states, or obesity, you know. And the state of Mississippi has, I think we have dropped like 13% in regards to the obesity reports. The First Lady was very instrumental. The First Lady, I'm excited, to be honest. She's very instrumental to the place where I work out at in getting it funded, and I'll talk more about that facility, which is a farmer's market, healthy living, and a gym all in one. I'll talk more about that, but big shout-out to Executive Director Benita Burt, because the First Lady probably would drop by there. And I started back going to the gym a couple weeks ago, and I usually go like on, you know, Wednesdays, or Tuesdays or Thursdays, and I thought I would be going to the gym today, but it looked like I won't be, because I was like, ha-ha, I would love it if the First Lady dropped in while I was at the gym, so I'd get an opportunity to meet her. But I'm sure she and Rachel Ray will have a blast of a good time today visiting the state of Mississippi, and especially visiting the city of Clinton, Mississippi. Clinton, Mississippi has a female mayor, and so she's been a mayor a long time, and she's tough. So I know the city has been really preparing and getting out of control, you know, their security detail all up and ready, and just this whole entire metropolitan area. Not too long ago, the First Lady visited to promote the Let's Move program, and she visited the junior high that I attended in seventh grade. And that's when Haley Barbour was the governor, and now Governor Phil Bryant is the governor of the state of Mississippi. So I'm sure he and the First Lady also would be accompanying the First Lady on her visits to the various to the two public schools here in Mississippi. And congratulations to Sonny Norwood on his winning the Senate seat to replace Ellis Hardin, also here in the state of Mississippi. His opponent was Marshawn Chrysler, who I admit I was rooting for. But, you know, both are, I'm sure Mr. Solly would be perfect in that position also. And so congratulations to both for running a good race and all that good stuff. But I received an email from the NAACP here in Jackson yesterday. So there's going to be a big, forum held in March at the Masonic Temple where all of the mayoral candidates will meet and talk about why they believe you should choose them as your next mayor. So I'll talk more about that event in the near future, and I'll even invite the local NAACP branch, Jackson branch, to come on and talk about the event in the future, and in the future also, so they can let you know more about what it entails. But it is in March, and I can share more information regarding it. And big shout-out also to my friend Derek Johnson, who's head of NAACP here in Mississippi. And you're probably wondering, well, are you a member of NAACP? I'm not a member of NAACP, but my heart is close to NAACP. My inspiration is Megar Evers, who tirelessly represents NAACP, fighting for us to have that right to vote. I am just excited about the First Lady's visit. I just don't know what to say. Okay, my switchboard is coming up, and Dean might be online to talk with us, because I know he wants to talk about the Oscars, so that's why I was, saving bit more discussion regarding the Oscars to get him online. And also, I believe he would like to discuss a little bit more regarding Reagan Gomez's web series, Almost Home. A big shout out to her, because I like networking with her and tweeting with her. And so it's good to know that Dean is one of the executive producers on her web series and the Go-Go. Also, I've created myself a new profile there also. So I'll be supporting campaigns and creating my own campaigns also. So I'm working on getting this switchboard up on my Android. It keeps popping off. I know tech difficulties. Dean's going to try to walk me through getting my laptop back online today. So let's see. Hopefully my switchboard will come up so we can listen to some more music also and talk about matters of the heart, love, dating, divorce, falling in love, out of love, liking. Dean and I also was talking earlier a few hours ago that there's a difference in making love and F-U-C-K-I-N-G, that there's a difference. You know, because we were talking about what the terms that people use to describe their significant others, partners, lovers, and this and that. And he was like, "Well, all lovers, you don't make love. You don't make everybody don't make love. So everybody's not a lover." You know, so we were just talking about that. So I was like, okay. But, you know, I come from an old school of psychology, because I started reading Leo Buscaglia's books in early in my life. And so lover is a term that I do use myself, you know. And but when he calls in, I guess we'll talk more about how he look at and define words. The conversation spawned from he and I were talking about something, and he said, "Oh, this chick I used to go with." And I was like, "Wow," because, you know, he liked to use the old school terms, and so do I. And I'm like, "Go with?" Because I backtracked him 30 minutes. I'm like, "You were talking about going with somebody." I was like, "I thought I was the only one that used that old school term, somebody go with and all that." He was like, "Yeah." And so he was like, "Yeah, I don't know what happened to people saying that and saying boyfriend and girlfriend and stuff like that." So it was just kind of funny that we were just talking about how people are. Because I read an article yesterday in Huffington Post where they're talking about changing, using LGBT community to more of gender diversity. instead of saying LGBT, it's more of a community of being gender diversified, you know, gender diversity. And some of you might have seen that same article. I'm sure you did in Huffington Post, I mean. And so, but I'm working on getting the screen up. I get it up, and then it doesn't want to act right. Now I have my juice all up, but then now my screen trying to show out. Well, who enjoyed celebrity wife swap last night? Oh my God, I loved that. Loved that. Kendra and Kate switching households. I loved it, and you know I love the taste too. But celebrity celebrity wife swap was so good. I loved it, enjoyed it, fantastic. Can't wait for next week. Can't wait for Nashville tonight. The Bachelor was awesome. All that good stuff. Okay. I'm going to pause a second while I get this switchboard up. Back up. Thank you to those of you that have responded to my Craigslist ad also. I have a four-month-old kitties that need new homes, and I got responses, and I think I have a home. I think I have found a good home for them. So thank you to those of you that have responded. I do my best to respond and get back with everybody. I'm going to create a new ad, though, because I have another male and female also that need a new home. But shout out to Ebony Empress and all the listeners in the UK, Australia, here in the States, in the Deep South, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, North, Southeast, Canada. Loving me some Canada. My listeners and my friends that I network with in Canada. Of course, Big D, Dallas. Because I said, I got to think of a name to call myself. Since I would be finally going back to Dallas. I'll be going back and forth from Jackson to Dallas, from Big D to Jacktown. So I got to think of a name to call myself, you know, like Dallas Jackson or something. I don't know. But I'm doing my best to get this screen up so I can not ramble. Oh, my goodness. It's been another school shooting, too, overnight, some of you might have seen. A student was killed on South Carolina college campus overnight. So these campus shootings, oh, my God, when would they end? And the students are, like, terrified because they, like, I think they just, like, found the student, like, dead on the ground. I think some people might have heard some gunshots, but they haven't caught the gunman yet. And so, you know, that's scary. That is really scary. That's real life. It's not a movie. I mean, one of your own found shot, and then you don't know who did it. You mean, you don't know if it was a person from off campus or on campus. That's some scary stuff. People should be able to live their daily lives without being scared out of their wits, you know. So we just definitely have to keep one another always in each other's prayers. Okay, as I talk, I'm working on getting the switchboard up so we can continue the broadcast on the subject matter of Matters of the Heart. And I'm sure Dean has called in by now too, but if he hasn't, or some of you can call in. Of course, I have a lot to talk about. I have a lot of commentating to catch up on. Happy birthday if today is your birthday. I see where yesterday Belinda Bostic, a friend of the show, husband's birthday was yesterday. So a happy belated birthday to Belinda's main man, her only man, her husband. Happy birthday to you and best wishes to the entire Bostic family and your entire slumber parties by BelindaBostic.com team also. Belinda is very excited that I will be in Dallas. She's already planning a Girls Out weekend in Big D, you know, she and I. And I'm like, hey, you know, I've never been to Houston. I've always wanted to go to Houston. I have many friends, business contacts, and just, you know, Houston is awesome. But I have never been to Houston, not even in my teens and 20s. As much as I was in Dallas, I never visited Houston. And so, you know, I'm like, yeah, and I've never been in Houston, too, so looking forward to visiting. But she said that we're going to have a girls' night out weekend, not a night, but a weekend. So we're going to have a blast of a good time with slumber parties and also La Bear's Dallas. Big shout out to all my friends at La Bear Dallas. And so we're going to have so much fun when we plan this girls' night out celebrity weekend. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. 18 and only, over. It's going to be so much fun. Okay, I'm working on this, and it doesn't want to come up. This is getting me upset. Well, I'm not getting upset, but I know you all want a quality show this morning after being away for so long. And you know you can always visit the website 24/7, and every last broadcast that has ever aired is available at blogtalkradio.com/culture shock, KULTRESHOKENT, hyphen Beth. Every show from the first concept show from March to 21st is available on the website when you visit the profile. So thank you so much. Okay. And let's see. So it should, okay, I'm hoping the switchboard stays up now. This probably has something to do with my gigabyte. Okay. Again, you can I'm on Twitter at Beth Williams, BTHWMN. Also at Culture Shock Entertainment, that's KULTRESHOKENT. And also those of you that love Mark, All Things Mark, visit me, tweet with me at Beth Mark Girl, BethMarkGirl. My Mark mentor, Whitney Dennis, based in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, BR City, like some of my friends say, will be kicking off a meet and greet tour of her areas in Mississippi and Louisiana, starting on Saturday on the 2nd, starting in Baton Rouge at the McAllister Deli in Baton Rouge. And then the following weekend, on the 9th, she will stop here in the metropolitan area of Jackson at Clinton, in Clinton, just like the First Lady, in Clinton, Mississippi, at McAllister's Deli in Clinton, Mississippi, for a meet and greet. Mark reps, all Mark girls, from Mark reps to non-reps, customers and all alike, and Mark guys are invited to these events. So these are the first dates that are available, but she's touring, making stops in other areas also to talk all things Mark. So mark that on your calendar. It's the same day that my niece is celebrating her baby shower also. One of her friends is giving her a baby shower. You know, my niece is expecting. I'm going to be a great aunt, and my niece, and it's brought to my attention, I've already been a great aunt because I have an older nephew who has kids, stepkids and kids. But my niece, my doll, my cutie patootie, who I like to call her, she's having a baby girl in a few weeks, doing March the 16th. And so her baby shower is coming up on that same day, on March the 9th. So those of you that know Kena and know my sister, so all you all can contact them, because I don't know, they might have a number of people that they're inviting, but you might want to know, find out what she what's on her list of what she, the things that she might need. But I'm just sharing that because that's on the same date, and some people might say, well, she's not saying anything about her niece. But you know, sometimes family don't want you talking about them. But I'm excited, so I can tell just a little bit. So that's what I'm sharing, just, you know, being an excited aunt. Let's see. Waiting for the screen to pop up. Because, you know, if you don't go around just telling people business. And thank you, artists and musicians, who have been sending me good music and information, all that good stuff. We have some great guests coming up. I've been contacted by Arthur representatives and musician representatives and music producers and production professionals to come on. And Arthur's galore. I know you all want to hear from authors of books regarding the musical business, how to handle your music business properly. So have a couple of authors, and you're going to be surprised at these authors too, because this is big time. They're sharing big time information, and it is good for those in starting garage bands, to those to hardcore professionals. So I'm super excited about the guests, and you know, and the people that are contacting me, I'm excited about. You know, I love contacting people and inviting people on the show. But I love the fact that there are people that really see that this is a terrific avenue to come on, to be yourself and down to earth, and really share the information that one really want to get out to the public, to the internet world, to the just out there, to the masses. And it's just amazing, you know, because these shows are niche shows, but it's just amazing the support and the following that each respective show here on blogtalkradio.com have. I think it's just fantastic. So I'm not just talking on and on. As I talk to you, I'm working on getting the switchboard up. I have my juice and everything. Both my Androids are all charged up. But now my switchboard was up when I started the show, and for some reason my Android wanted to have a mind of its own and blink off. It probably had something again, like I said, with my Gigabyte. Big shout out to ComputerGeeks.com. I love that company. If you all have not ever visited computer geeks and you like quality merchandise and you're frugal, even if you're not just frugal, you just want to get good items for a good deal, you got to visit computergeeks.com. And if you're in the area, and I think it's located in Oceanside, California, if you're near Oceanside, California, visit the store. I bet that store is amazing when you go in. I bet it's like going into a candy store, going inside of the Computer Geek store, the actual store. But visit the website. You won't regret it. It's all kind of merchandise on the site, from cameras to televisions to computers to printers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You name it. Big shout out to Head Price Bookstore also. I worked there back in 97 in the summertime. So been having a blast networking with Head Price Bookstore and so on. So a big shout out to Head Price Bookstore. Amazing. Even when I worked with Head Price Bookstore back in 97, I was like, we need a store like this in Mississippi. But I'm just amazed how the company has just grown and grown and grown. And it's just, I mean, that's another fantastic retailer out there, American retailer out there. It's just amazing. But again, I'm looking at the screen. I'm going to get quiet for a second so I can hurry up and get the screen up. I'm going to do something right quick, and I think it's going to work. Did you all see the Kim Kardashian, Kanye West cover of like a foreign magazine? They have a sexy picture of Kanye and Kim. It's like a reveal of Kanye's back, and then it's like a very sexy image of Kim's face, and it's in black and white. And that was just a beautiful image. Okay, I'm going to be silent for a minute. Oh, yes, it's Pope Benedict doing his last public appearance this morning. I had been watching it before Showtime, and my television is running in the next room, so I can hear them talking about that. And I thought that it's pretty amazing that his departure from his public appearance this morning would be by helicopter. They said he will leave in a helicopter. So that's... But, you know, so many people around, I guess that's the best and safest and most effective way. Get in that helicopter and go live the rest of his life at peace and improving from his surgery also. But really, on the topic of moving on, we've talked about this before on previous shows, on the topic of moving on, starting new lives. And then I guess we talk about being happy and living happy lives, period, if you're single or not single. Because it's all about being you and doing the things that you like and things that you like doing with those important to you within your life. And as I am thinking and just hoping that I say things that allow you to think and to make conversation, if not with me, with others regarding the topic, and also the topic that I said Dean and I have been talking about, being exclusive to living an open life. But then also you could be living an open relationship life and then decide to be exclusive. We were just talking about that. So I just was mentioning it. And as I look at the screen, watching it, hoping that it hurry up and switchboard appear as I work on this. And this is like rubbing your tummy and scratching your head at once. Even I'm good at multitasking as I present and talk with you over the air and then work on the switchboard, it feels like rubbing your head and rubbing your tummy at the same time type moment. I have a new book from Women's Health, and I am loving this book. It's the 15-minute workout, and it comes with two exercise DVDs also. But as I read like 15 tips at the beginning of the book, the first number one tip is, guess what? Flip off Facebook. They recommend that if we lay off Facebook, and then I'm thinking, why not just the internet, but Facebook. Lay off of Facebook and maybe replace being on Facebook or replacing it with doing something more else more productive, like exercising or eating healthier. But they recommend to lay off of Facebook, maybe be on Facebook 15 minutes in the morning time as you drink coffee, and then again in the evening time. But then those of us that like really network on Facebook, I say maybe 30, 45 minutes. You know, sometimes you need to get that extra in. But they recommend, cut down on Facebook, all of those hours, sitting down at the computer, being on Facebook. That's not helping with managing your weight properly if you're at the right weight you're at, or losing the pounds, and just being healthy and being mobile. That, even if you're in perfect shape, you should be doing something else more active than being on Facebook. You know, they're not saying, to me, don't neglect your work if a lot of your work is based on Facebook, but see where you see fit, cut down on Facebook. And that was like number one on the tips. The exact words, flip off Facebook. And you all know how much I love the book Walk Off Weight. But then here's a whole another book from Women's Health. And it's from what I've seen, just amazing. I haven't watched the DVDs yet because one is for the abs and another one is for, like the belly and thigh, thighs. And so I'm like, wow. I really like it. It's real good read, easy to read also, with pictures, pictorials of non-gym exercises and exercises that you can do at the gym also. So if you're thinking and looking for a good book, that's an amazing book from Women's Health. And they also have the Men's Health version also, so you guys can get your the Men's Health version of the book too, because I've seen it when I ordered this book right here, I was like, man, they have the men's health also. So they have the women's health and they have the men's health also, all in regards to, you know, being fit and healthy. Springtime is not far away. And sending love also out to those of you that are experiencing bad weather in your areas. Okay, I'm working on the screen, and I don't know what's going on. Have the fan drawers charged up, and then the switchboard don't want to stay up. I didn't have a show schedule. I have a show schedule for Friday morning. I didn't have my terrific Thursday show schedule for tomorrow. Did I shout out my apartment locator? Shout out to Clint Russo. Shout out to my friend, semi-retired attorney, amazing prayer warrior, Jay Lucas also, and just amazing. So big shout out to those important guys in my life. You all do know that Jay is a comedian also, do y'all not? I know some people get kind of offended by some things, but he is also a comedian. So I just letting you all know that. But I always tell him I need to drop the pounds before you talk about me and my weight. That's what I'm cracking on me. But he advises me on like what exercises I should be incorporating into my exercise routine. So I guess he's saying you just get on it and do your thing, boy, I do. Okay, well, I don't know what's going on. The screen doesn't want to come up, and I do not want to conclude the show. And Jadeen has a lot to talk about with us, and I have a lot more to say also, and I'm sure some of you had wanted to call in. But I don't know what to say, Mike. Shout out to Davidson Inventions also. Well, I guess I will conclude the show since my switchboard doesn't want to come back up. And I like to do the show right. And even though I can go into talking about certain subject matters or the definition regarding certain things, but I like to reference back to websites that you all can visit also in regards to the topic discussed. Like, you know, I know how much I like to share when we're talking about certain topics, and then there's like websites and where I get my, not just based on my own experience, but I like to implement my own experiences, but then also facts that you can refer to, teachings that you can refer to add to your life, and to living a productive life and moving on from breakups and separations and divorces and either being happily single or happily dating or moving on and getting married again. Like Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, now she's Mrs. Almana. So congratulations to Janet Jackson, who is married, and, you know, third time, right? That's one, and that's another thing. I need to get divorced real soon, so I can have the choice too to either be happily single or in a good relationship or remarry if I like Miss Jackson, who I love so much. So congratulations to she and her great-looking billionaire husband. Janet Jackson rocks, and she and her new spouse rocks. So congratulations to she and her family and his family alike. Just, you know, I send much love and hugs and happiness to them. So excited for her being happily newly married. That's a good thing. So I knew it was some other relationship there's some other, and then something I was sad to hear that Diane Lane and Josh Brolin have announced that they're getting a divorce. I love both of them individually and collectively. So, but if, you know, if they're happy and parting happy, then what are we to judge and say, right? But they're one of my favorite celebrity couples. So that's kind of sad to hear also. So have you all started your spring cleaning? You know, that's a big topic here. Always, ever since the beginning of the show and throughout the show, we're always talking spring cleaning, holiday cleaning. And I've been doing a lot of cleaning, organizing, and trashing. And it this is pre, and I've been saying it everywhere, many of you probably have too, it's pre-cleaning, spring cleaning time. You know, in preparation and getting ready to do your spring cleaning. And many of us, it's like ongoing anyway. It really never stops. It's just goes from season to season, different types of seasonal cleaning that one should always do. So I just want to remind you that, you know, it's time for us to be talking more about spring cleaning and cluttering and decluttering, and which, you know, I'm a clutterer, and de-hoarding and all that stuff. So, and many other topics. Another favorite topic that we have is discount shopping. I have to talk more about discount shopping. But for some reason, my screen does not want to come up. And so what I'm going to do, I haven't broadcast from my Springer channel in like maybe 5-6 months. I'm going to broadcast from my Springer account today. I'm going to do a commentary and talk about various entertainment and lifestyle news stories from Springer. And if you don't catch it live, you can catch it, okay? And on Friday morning, we'll talk about a variety of things. Sports, usually it's all sports talk, but we'll talk about a variety of topics on Friday morning. I went through all of this hard work and made sure the phones were charged up, and now the switchboard does not want to function properly. Can you say Murphy's Law? That's Murphy's Law. And but I'm not sweating, but I like to give you all quality programming because, you know, I don't like nobody wasting my time, and I know you don't like nobody to waste yours either. So I like you to, when you do listen, to have something to listen and something that you want to call in or chat with or talk about later on with me or others. But again, I thank you for your love and support, and going to have this technical difficulty situation fixed. I thought I had everything right by having the Android charged up, but now my switchboard don't want to stay up on my screen. But I would say that it's embarrassing, but I think you all understand, so I guess it's not embarrassing, huh? Okay, so I won't go put my head up under the sand. So all that good stuff. But again, I thank you so much for your love and your support. And I've been, like I said, I've been doing a lot of cleaning, trashing, organizing, getting ready to relocate back to Dallas and going back and forth to from Dallas to Jackson. And I don't know why people think I'm moving away. When I was in my teens and 20s, I used to travel back and forth. In some cases, not for good reasons, because I have a sick sister in Dallas. But I've always loved Dallas, and I when my second marriage failed, a lot of things stopped in my life. So I'm picking up where I left off in a lot of things, and also starting a lot of new things that I've never done from the time that my second marriage failed. But then on the other hand, in that time, I have learned a lot about myself through self-discovery. Really, I've learned a lot about myself, and I'm so much in peace within myself. And that is a good thing, because even though I've always been a happy-go-lucky person, love God, born again at age 14, when my brother passed away back in 83, I am one, just like many of you, that have had her, demons to battle. Yeah, I've always lived a drug-free life, but so what? You know, people that have been, everybody fight their own battles. You know what I'm saying? We all from bad relationships or bad decisions, but, I've always been happy-go-lucky and positive thinker. And I'm just saying that to say this, just to share with you all some things that, it's really important to, put God first and to don't give up, and sometimes it feel like our backs are against the wall, because I go through moments where I feel like my back is against the wall. What's next? Sometimes I feel like I made two steps forward and then two steps forward and then a step back, But we all go through those moments, regardless of who we are, nonetheless, regardless of what's in that bank account, even if we have a bank account. We all go through ups and downs of life, heartache and heartbreak, love and happiness. We all go through that. And so it's a lot of times it is easier said than done. That's why it's important to have an amazing support system of supporters and friends, of, relatives, if not blood relatives, and friends and supporters. And if you're in a business where you have customers, sometimes your customers are the ones that motivate you and inspire you, your cohorts. It's always somebody out there, not being codependent on others, but interdependent of one another. Because it's lonely sometimes when you're just solo all by yourself, but it's good to have contact with others. But I just said that to say that, that's all. And thank you to those that I have been hearing from that are interested in talking to me, as in hiring me and want me to come in and fill out applications as soon as I get back to Dallas. Thank you so much. Thank you to those of you that have been really supportive in me relocating back to Dallas and all that good stuff, and also regarding my advance in my education and my entrepreneur and endeavors also. I just want to thank you right here in this public forum. Why not? So I thank you. Thank you. Thank you to my offline friends and also my online radio and online friends to whom I network with also. And I had something else to say, but I will ramble on. But I'm just kind of down that my switchboard didn't want to act right this morning, because I was ready to run my mouth like crazy and listen to what you guys had to talk about also, and Dean and all that good stuff. But I'll commentate from my Springer later on. I have a busy, busy day ahead, like just like you guys, or evening, night, afternoon, all that good stuff. Big shout-out to Sinai, my friend who usually chats with me in the chat room. Thank you for listening. I will be chatting again real soon because we always have a blast of a good time chatting in the chat room, always. But I thank you. Remember, we're celebrating 2 years coming up. Remember, you can send your media kits and your information, your songs, your bios, information regarding your special events, your PSAs, to my email address at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINENT @yahoo.com. Also, big shout out to Dean. Dean has a new Twitter account. It's Dean Filmmaker. Follow he and Reagan Gomez. Also regarding her project, they're putting up the first episode today, later on today. And hopefully we can get Reagan on the show in the near future. Get Dean and Reagan and maybe a couple others. But maybe we can get Reagan and Dean on the show because I think she has probably about 17 more days for her crowdfunding, raising funds on and the go-go also. But check her out. Follow her on Twitter because she keeps you updated on everything that she's doing. And Dean is on, and he's, you know, sharing information regarding work, movies, and web series. And his niche is really the black entertainment market and letting people know what's going on. I come from an angle of course, obviously, multicultural topics and talk and in regards to entertainment news and lifestyle and all that good stuff. And so we're you know, it's all about, you know, it's all about us all coming together, those of us in indie, underground, and mainstream markets, effectively networking with one another. And so that's a good thing. Shout out to my new followers also and my new friends on Facebook and new connections on LinkedIn and in other social networking sites and people that I just come in contact with. You're amazing. Thank you for listening to the show. Looking forward to many of you buying advertisement also right here at blogtalkradio.com during the broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. But, again, I cannot thank you enough for your love and your support. And I'm just talking through the phone audio because I don't have my switchboard, and I'm not looking at notes. I'm just talking verbatim, so that it pays to know something. and I guess I'm a gabber anyway. But you know what? Many of you, some of you already know, I'm a brutally shy person. But think about it. I love people, and I love communicating. I love networking. Love sales and marketing. So the brutally shy, you know, usually have to take a back seat. Now, I might be brutally shy, but I very rarely get nervous and upset about stuff. I rarely get nervous. I'll say that. I do get concerned. I won't say, when you say worry, I do get highly concerned about things. But I don't get nervous. I rarely get nervous. But I am brutally shy. I mean, because you all can hear my voice. I'm very calm and relaxed. This is something that's kind of weird that I don't get nervous. Because sometimes I feel like, hey, I should be getting nervous. And I don't be getting nervous. But I do get brutally shy. And I think the brutal shyness is what knocks out that nervousness. Because to me, I think nervousness is when a person feels unprepared. And I like to dot the I's and cross the T's, you know. And you always make room for Murphy's Law. Anything that happened can happen, but I did not expect this to happen for me not to be able to do my switchboard. I was like, once I have all my phones charged up, then I'd be able to have a smooth broadcast this morning. But thank you. Shout out to all those of you that have responded to the Craigslist ad regarding my kitty giveaway. And thank you. And God bless. And those of us that are moving on after breakups and separations and divorces, we have to really support one another. There's another amazing magazine out there called Divorce Magazine that I find very interesting. Published interesting articles in regard to moving on. So So that is a website that I recommend, a magazine that I recommend called Divorce Magazine. And the information is good, too, and just when you're going through a split up, you know, not just a divorce, but it's good topics regarding basically moving on with one's life in a proper way, you know. But again, thank you. Again, shout out to the First Lady and her entourage and Rachel Ray, who will be visiting the metropolitan area. Congratulations again to Sally Norwood for winning the Senate race here in Mississippi. Big shout out to all listeners and supporters. And you all, if you have a show idea, don't hesitate, you know, in regards to entertainment, lifestyle, news, sports, or anything. If you want to be come on to the show and talk about certain topics, if you feel that, hey, I need to come on and talk and share my opinions, my thoughts, my expertise regarding a certain subject matter, let me know. And especially a topic that you've heard us talk about before. Well, again, thank you so much. You can also follow me at Tumblr, CultureShot, KULTRESHOKENT, Beth.tumblr, Pinterest.com, KULTRESHOKBTH. I have a Ustream channel also, Culture Shock. YouTube is Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT. And plus, I have a Mark Rep channel. It's Beth Mark Girl Rep, BETHMARKGIRLREP. And also my Instagram is Instagram.com, KULTRESHOKENTBETH. Those of you that like to connect with me and send me music, also know that you can contact me at SoundCloud.com and at ReverbNation.com. SoundCloud, I have two SoundCloud profiles, but I give you this one. SoundCloud.com, Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT, hyphen Beth 11. And then Reverb Nation, I have an artist page and I have a label page. The label page is Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT. And the artist page is Miss Beth Nelson, Purple Bazaar Love Fest. And, of course, you know my pages on, when you visit my profile, you can connect with my pages on Facebook. Also, Beth Mark Girl Rep and Miss Beth Nelson. I have a fan page for the show, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Just search it. And when you search it, it's going to pop up. It's going to be the first thing, KULTRESHOKENT, reports, REPORTZ. Again, thank you for your love and support, and until next time, we're going to have a good time. I'm going to make sure the switchboard comes up. Hopefully, my laptop will be working for the next broadcast on Friday morning, but I will broadcast from Springer today, and it is springer.com/CultureShockInc, just like here at blogtalkradio.com, B.TRU, or you can key in Springer.com, Culture Shock Inc., KULTRESHOKENT, hyphen Beth Williams, BETHWMS. Again, thank you for your love and support, and my apologies again for not providing you with the best show that I would like to have presented you with this morning. But I thank you again for your love, and you're just amazing. And I can't believe we're celebrating 2 years. Wow, you are the best. You rock. Again, you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Matters of the Heart, Wednesday. Yes, yes, yes. And a big shout out to the BTR family, the staff and my cohorts, co-hosts here, and also the listeners that love to network with us. Remember, create a listener profile account if you don't have one, so you can intermingle with us within the blogtalkradio.com community also. Okay? Big shout-out to Olga School, and shout-out to Dallas Galleria, North Park Center, and also right here in Jackson. Shout-out to the city of Jackson also, and Highland Village and Pondren area. And a big shout-out to a longtime friend of mine and mentor who was a manager of mine when I worked for Merry-Go-Round Enterprises, to Sandra,
Sandra and her family. Big shout out to Sandra. Thank you so much, Sandra. You have been just an amazing person in my life. But again, thank you all, and God bless. And thank you to my mom. Thank you to my mom for being an amazing, amazing mother. And I guess I've been an amazing daughter also. Okay, but thank you, and God bless.